things get a little bit festive. But this is especially Holly Jolly.
Did you tell the police she was ran over by a reindeer?
Yep. Witchy candy cane stuff. Ah! That made me marry!
A gingerbread girl amateur hour.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It was a busy day.
Yeah. Today was a long one. Very busy. They say people are always like, well, if you're busy, it makes the time go fast. No, I disagree.
I don't even care enough about the time.
No.
When I'm busy. I'm just busy.
I'm just trying to address the 10,000 tasks.
Yeah. It's very rare that I have a meeting after about 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Most of my meetings are in the morning.
Okay.
And today I had meetings from noon until 4:30.
Ew.
And I still didn't have my story done for today.
Yep.
So I was like,
we're getting in on it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was a busy day. And the next 2 weeks are just going to be insane. Mm-hmm. Just insane. I'm traveling for work next week. I have to go to Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. This week I travel to Columbus tomorrow.
Mm.
That's 3 hours each way. I have to go home and wash my hair tonight because I'm not going to get up and do it in the morning.
No, hell no. But then you're going to like be faced with the dilemma that's like, well, I don't want to fall asleep on wet hair, but I don't want to blow dry it because it hurts your arm and it's like such a task.
I know, it's time consuming.
I want to do away with hair washing.
Yeah, I can get pretty far, but it's been Thursday.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I don't even know. I literally couldn't tell you the last time I washed my hair.
Mine's pretty grimy. I won't lie.
Yeah, today is definitely wash day for me.
Yeah, and I have to like go be in front of a site team tomorrow. So.
Okay. We need to have like that personal hygiene.
I need from other people. I need to give it to them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you want other people to have their hair washed, lead by example.
Core value number 3, serve those you lead.
Oh, I'm so happy for everybody in your corporate office who listens to this.
0.
Okay.
Ray, I think he might still be listening, but I think that's it.
It's honestly for the best, maybe.
Yeah, that could be it. Shake myself in the foot a little bit.
I literally don't talk to anybody about like the podcast.
Yeah.
In like my work world.
Yeah.
And I try to keep my work world here very vague.
But your whole staff like listens to you. Like
one of them does.
They'll hear this in a week and be like, "Jenny!"
Those are just like my immediate, that's not like my coworkers. Like they're like my friends that I see from 9 to 5.
Okay. Got it.
They're
cool.
Like my little pals. They're the best. We're a little team. Oh, hanging out. You have to be
cute
in our industry. Oh God.
Yeah. You gotta.
And especially this goes out to like all of our like grim thems out in the world who work retail. It is holiday season.
Oof.
We are lighting candles for you. We're sending you healing vibes, especially this year.
Sending you patience.
Patience. Sending you wine.
Uh-huh.
I hope you can get some. Drink. Uh-huh. Just get through the way that you can get through.
Yeah. Yeah. We wish you all the best.
Wish you all the best. There will be a time in your life where you no longer have to work retail. It will come. It will come.
And take that opportunity when it comes because it's fully worth it.
For the love of God.
All right. Anyway, welcome to Paranormal Week.
Welcome to, are we going to get in the holiday spirit?
The spirit? I hate us. Okay, anyway.
Sweet baby Jesus in a manger. Or whatever you believe in.
The Holy Ghost.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
Oh, no. Okay, we gotta get
started. Okay, so this is, we're switching it up. Again, every time you think you get comfortable here, it's a little bit grim. Taylor and I are doing something different.
We put you in a salt shaker.
What? Something new.
A little bit something new.
A little bit different.
A little bit sharp left.
A little bit Jenny can't follow a writing prompt.
One that we've had for 38 episodes.
We still can't get a grip on it.
Will we ever? Probably not.
Probably not. But like, this is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
To listen to Taylor over there and me bullshit.
Yeah.
For an hour a week.
Exactly.
And it's a traditional thing at Christmas to tell ghost stories.
I love a Christmas ghost story.
I do too. And it really is like deeply traditional, and it's like getting lost because we're all familiar with like Christmas ghost stories, like Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol to like Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, which Taylor and I like to watch in that like weird in between.
Oh yeah.
Of Halloween and Christmas. Like, some people call it November.
We're just going to skip it and just make it a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Where they blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky season.
Yeah. And it's a lost tradition to sit around like the Christmas Eve fire and tell ghost stories, especially in our current climate of like Samhain being the spookiest night of the year. So I bring to you the reason why Christmas was ever a spooky season, because it used to be back in the day. One answer, at least from the perspective of Celtic mysticism and mythology, is simple and has to do with the nature of the drumroll, the winter solstice.
Yeah.
Yeah. December 21st. This festival, called Alban Othuin in Druidic traditions, has long been thought of as a time of death and rebirth when nature's innate powers and our own souls are renewed. So this event, which marks a moment in the spiral of earth and time when the old sun dies and the new sun comes and blah, that whole cycle, is kind of like reviving the aura of like spirits and souls of the dead being like reawakened. And it's less like just like ghosts walking around at Christmas and more like spirits coming back to their home.
Oh.
Like home for the holidays.
Oh.
Isn't that so nice?
That's kind of like Dia dos Muertes.
Yes.
Right?
Where it's more like Halloween is more of an honoring
yeah.
of your ancestors. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of in Celtic traditions, the feeling of spirits at Christmas. So that is why
aww.
They used to sit around and tell ghost stories all the time. So without further ado, Taylor and I are going to single-handedly restart the tradition of telling ooky spooky ghost shit at Christmas.
Everybody get on board.
Get on board. Here we are. I have a couple. Okay.
Are we going to go like back and forth like grab
yes.
bags? Okay, great.
Grab bag style.
All right.
Into it.
This is like a grab bag mashup.
Grab bag paranormal Chris. Listen.
It's a winding road.
We'll get there. Just bear with us. Okay, so the first one I'm going to read is an excerpt from Haunted Holidays, and it appears on the University Press of Kentucky's website.
Okay.
Okay, and this one is not Christmas. This is a Hanukkah Christmas
okay.
story.
Okay.
In 1939, a Jewish man left Poland with his eldest daughter and her husband. They could speak a little English, so they planned to find work in the United States and earn enough to bring over the old man's wife and son. They arrived in New York on August 23rd. 1 week later, Poland fell to the Germans, and the man's wife, son, and everybody else they left behind were lost to them forever.
Oh.
America had been a land of promise, but the old man and his daughter and son-in-law were unable to get work in New York. The family moved to Kentucky and managed to claim a small farm as their own. They worked hard and eked out a living. Every year, they celebrated Hanukkah proudly because they did not have to do so in secret in their new country. As the years passed, the old man became ill and frail. He spent most of the time in his bedroom on the second floor in the front of the house. His daughter moved the menorah to her father's room so he could light the candles in the window. He firmly believed in the miracle of the light. The light was shown for those passing by for all of those years, and at last, at the end of a long, happy life, the old man died and is maybe not happy,
ugh.
But a manageable life.
All right, yeah.
So, he died.
Yeah.
And the daughter and son-in-law sold the farm and moved away. The new owner did not want to live in the old house, so he tore it down and built a one-story house in the exact same location.
That's how you get ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Life went on, and eventually people forgot about the old man who lit the Hanukkah candles every year. One year, winter came early, and it was a hard one. The new owner was coming home from town one night when a regular snowstorm turned into a blizzard. He wasn't too far from home, but the visibility was only about 1 foot in front of his face, so he knew he could wander in circles and freeze to death. He didn't know it was Hanukkah, but he stopped, closed his eyes, and prayed for a miracle. When he opened his eyes, the snow had lessened, and he could see lights flickering through the snow, and he walked towards them. They led him to his home, and something just kept telling him in his mind to go to the light.
Aww.
It was strange, he said later. The lights were just above my house, like there was a second floor. They kept shining until I was safely inside, just like the miracle I needed. It felt like they burned just long enough to fill my need, and then they were gone. Had he seen through a time warp into the past when the old man lit the candles in his second floor room to spread the light of Hanukkah?
Yep.
Or was it a Christmas ghostly miracle?
Christmas ghostly miracle, I hope.
I mean, I think that's the right answer.
Yeah. Cute.
Love it. See?
Fun.
Holly jolly
Christmas
hauntings.
Stuff. Holly jolly Christmas stuff hauntings. I like it. All right, my first one is called The Christmas Visitor, and we got this off of liveabout.com, and this is by a user, Scarlet Dragon.
Ooh, I love her.
Right.
Is this going to distract you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I can't look at
Don't
you.
Don't look at me.
Okay. The Christmas Visitor. I had an unusual visitor on Christmas Day in 2008, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Santa Claus, passing by my house in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ooh.
The day started in typical fashion with the opening of gifts around the Christmas tree. I served an early Christmas dinner for family and friends, and everybody departed about 5 p.m., except my sister and my brother-in-law, who live with me. They were asleep in a bedroom at the end of the hall, but their door was open. I went to my bedroom with my dog Toby and shut the door securely. Toby curled up on the foot of my bed to sleep like he always does. It was chilly, so I pulled the blankets and comforter up around my head and I curled up to nap for an hour. I was dozing off when I heard the latch on my bedroom door open. I waited several seconds for my sister or brother-in-law to say whatever they'd come here to say, but there was no sound. It was almost 7 p.m., so my bedroom was pitch black. I'd left the lights on in the kitchen and the bedroom and where there were lots of Christmas lights in the living room, so the hallway would have been well lit. I would be able to see whoever was at the door just by lifting my head. I pushed the blankets down and lifted my head from the pillow, but just as I would have been able to see who was in my doorway, an extremely bright light hit me right in the face, and I shielded my eyes and yells, "Turn off that fucking light! You're blinding me!" The light immediately disappeared, and I heard the bedroom door latch close. My bedside light is a touch lamp, so I tapped on it and looked around the bedroom, and there was no one there except me and Toby. Toby jumped off the bed and went to the door without showing any signs of alarm. At first, I wasn't frightened because Toby is a Dutch shepherd and was trained to be an excellent watchdog. Since Toby was already up, I decided to go let him outside and see what Sis or her husband needed. When I went into the hallway, I could see both of them still in bed. I took Toby to the living room to let him outside, and there was nobody there either. Ordinarily, I'm not a skittish person, and strange noises or lights wouldn't alarm me, but this situation was just too eerie, and the light made my skin crawl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Pennywise.
Blech.
The light.
Blech.
Light's not always good.
No. Maybe don't always go to the light.
Don't always.
Question it.
Maybe judge it from afar.
Yeah. Let me add that the latch on my bedroom door is broken in such a way that the inside door handle must be jiggled for the latch to pop out and engage. It makes a very distinctive sound that I'm used to listening for because if it doesn't latch, the door swings open.
Ew.
I'm absolutely positive that the door was latched closed when I got into bed, just as I'm certain it wasn't the door latch I heard during the incident. When I left the bedroom, the door was latched closed again. I couldn't understand how my brother or sister could have come into my room and then turned to their own bed and crawled in under the covers in just a few seconds it took me to reach the hallway, but I figured it had to be one of them, since Toby always barks and growls at everybody and everything he doesn't immediately recognize.
Good dog.
Yep. When my brother-in-law got up in to get ready for work that night, I asked him what he wanted earlier the evening when he opened my door, and he looked at me puzzled and said, I never got up, and I certainly never opened your door. I slept soundly the whole time I was in bed.
Ew.
Okay, so I asked my sister, did you want something earlier this evening when you opened up my door? She also looked at me puzzled and said, I dozed off and on, but I never got out of bed, and I never saw or heard anything in the hallway. She leaves her bedroom door open at all times, and she faces the hallway so she can see if anyone is coming or going in the house.
Ugh.
Ooh.
I can't do that.
What kind of insecurity that must be.
Yeah, no, I can't. Doors
I'd rather
be
not
shut.
Know.
No. Nay.
So who was my special Christmas visitor, and how did they get in and out so quickly? Like most people, the thoughts of loved ones are always close at hand during the holiday season. When I first went to lie down, I was thinking how happy I was that my small family had enjoyed a pleasant Christmas, but I would have been so much better if my mother and brother had been able to been alive to share it with us.
Aww.
You know, I would like to think that it was my brother's spirit stepping in to say Merry Christmas. I still think of you too.
Oh,
I know. I haven't been able to debunk the strange event or find any kind of rational explanation. I'm half afraid that my heart stopped during my sleep and I saw the light was bright and people it was the bright light people report after a near-death experience.
Oh my god.
Leave it to me to see the stairway to heaven and ruin my chance at eternal paradise by saying turn out the fucking light. I've made a mental note that if I ever see another bright light to clean up my language just in case.
I really like the theory that it's like his family members instead.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's preferable to a near-death experience.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Ew, that kind of gives me the chills.
I know. Spooky.
Lord almighty. Okay, so my next one is also from Live About, and mine is from Paulina T.
Okay.
I was playing hide and seek with the other little kids from my mom's village of Satua, Western Samoa. I was quite young then, so I always followed my older cousin around. It was the middle of the night, and most of the kids were used to hiding anywhere in the dark.
Oh, gosh.
I did not do that as a kid.
I don't remember playing hide and seek very much as a kid, especially not at dark.
Okay. We used to, but it was outside. I feel safer in the dark outside than I do in the dark inside.
I just don't like the dark.
That's fair. I wasn't used to it as I was only there for the Christmas holidays. I actually live in Australia. Since we were all hiding in the graveyard, we were...
No! What are you doing? You big, dumb idiot.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Here's your first mistake.
Red flag number one.
Since we were all hiding in the graveyard, we were able to find our way around in the light cast by the church. We hid in the shadows and waited for the boy who was it. We could hear him coming, so we kept quiet. The boy was pretty loud. We wondered what he was making a fuss about, so we went to see.
Uh-oh.
He later told us he had walked into the church as he thought that his brother was hiding in there. He saw a boy standing right at the front of the altar. He didn't know if it was his brother because the boy's back was turned. He ran up and tapped this boy on the shoulder, and as soon as he did, the strange boy disappeared.
Uh-oh.
And our friend fainted. We went home to tell his parents. We got back to find him still lying there.
Yeah, they just left him there?
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Go get an adult. If you don't know how to deal, go get an adult.
I guess.
An adultier adult.
Yeah. How old are these kids?
Just kids.
Okay.
We're
going to call them 10.
I would say 10.
Okay.
This sounds like some 10-year-old shenanigans.
Yes. Okay.
So we went home to tell his parents, and we got back to find him still lying there, dead still. His parents took him home, and we never played in the graveyard at night again. We later found out that the boy's brother had been home the whole time. He hadn't been to the church at all. What really scared us was that the boy who fainted has been ill since that night and still hasn't recovered to this day. Whoever was in that church must have been pretty mad that we kids disturbed him.
Yeah, that's why you don't play in graveyards.
Don't go into churches after night.
No.
I know they're supposed to be, like, a safe haven, but, like, boy, do they give me the heebs.
Right. No.
Mm-mm.
That was good.
Thank you.
Just a little aside, if you guys like this kind of more storytelling type of an episode, you would really, really enjoy the Tales Will You Tell podcast.
Oh.
They do a really good job, and they do storytelling to each other. So
I love that.
Go over and check them out. So my next thing here is I started to do an actual, like, researched episode mm-hmm. for this. Y'all, there's not very many haunted places.
There's not a lot
a lot of Christmas haunted places.
There's not a lot of haunted Christmas ornaments, no. Christmas trees, menorahs.
Christmas tree farms.
No, there's not one haunted nothing.
No. Except
Christmas themed.
I did find a Christmas inn.
Oh.
And the evidence is sketchy at best.
Well, that's what we love about paranormal.
I guess. Well, there was only one episode that I could find on this, and it was on Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
And
that just knocked it back a couple.
No, Ghost Hunters isn't the one with
ZB. Oh, which one's Ghost Hunters?
It's with Nick and Greg.
Okay. Yeah. Is that Taps?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. I'll accept that.
Yeah, so I like that they go in and, like, kind of try to debunk it, but, like, mm-hmm. not really, because they're all believers.
Yeah.
Well, they got reports from this place called the Christmas Farm Inn
Ooh.
And Spa.
Oh.
That it is haunted. And they went in, they did a couple of things. Like, a couple of weird things happened, but not, like, not a lot.
Not the most.
It wasn't, like, paranormal activity.
Okay. Nobody's getting dragged down the stairs.
No, not the hauntings I want to see. But I did find my favorite thing, some haunted reviews.
Yes.
Of people who've stayed. Okay, so this is from Emily. I stayed at the Christmas Inn and Spa. We decided to stay in an actual house itself on the second floor. There's a couple of different buildings that okay. used to be like barns and stuff that are now rooms.
Okay.
It was late at night and everyone was sleeping. We got one of the rooms where the bed and the hot tub were separated by half wall. I woke up quickly, but it wasn't as if I was actually awake. I was exhausted and laid there half asleep and half awake, but not. I felt as if I couldn't move.
Oh, smells like sleep paralysis.
She says maybe sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
But I kept having a dream of a lady in an old white dress that she was floating above the ground behind me, behind the dividing wall.
Ooh.
Behind her was a figure in black with a ram's skull head.
Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, hold on, wait.
That is some,
You lost me at ram's skull head.
Demons.
That's a demon? That's either demon or Krampus.
Yeah. That's when I began to get nervous. Demonic? She says.
Question mark?
Uh-huh. I can't describe it, but I knew they were behind the wall, and I was awake, but dreaming this at the same time. I haven't been to the inn before, and nothing like this has ever happened since.
Ew. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. That gave me, like, real full-body goosies.
Yeah.
I'm peeved.
How many stories do you have left?
That was it.
Oh, okay, great.
I did two.
I have a few more reviews.
Yeah.
If you'd like to hear them.
Please.
Okay.
Give me all of them.
Okay, great. This is from Kristen. And she says, I've had two experiences here.
Mm.
The first one was before Ghost Hunters was there, before I knew it was haunted. It was July of 2009, and I was staying there in the Smokehouse Cottage. We brought our dog as well. I was sleeping, and I was having this terrible dream or nightmare. I woke up and decided not to go back to sleep yet because the dream I had scared me. So I'm laying there in bed and I hear a knock at the door and it was around 2 a.m. I hear a little boy's voice say, please help me.
No, no. I hope in real life there's not ever one child that asks me for help. I will not.
You're like, no, you can wait until you can sound like an adult.
Thanks. Yeah, you can figure your own way in the world, buddy.
I could tell that when he said it, he was smiling by the tone of his voice.
Especially not happy children who need help. You don't need help. You're playing a prank.
Yeah.
I can smell it from here.
You are sus. And my first thought was, who would let their child out at 2 a.m. to wander around?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's your logic.
Yeah, that's your logic trying to, like, take over and make you not scared.
Yes.
That's when this feeling came over me that I knew it was not a human, but a spirit.
Ugh.
Didn't sleep the whole night. About a year later, we were going to stay there again in the summer, and my husband is telling me that it was on Ghost Hunters, so it was confirmed that it was haunted, just as I had suspected.
She really sleuthed that out. Yeah.
So when we go back again to stay there, we are waiting, walking back from the indoor pool.
Back?
I know!
Okay.
No!
Brave gal!
I'm having a convo with my daughter, and my husband has the camcorder on. When we got home, we watched the videos, and sure enough, there's a voice on there that isn't ours. My daughter was saying to me, "Mom, you know this." And the voice interrupted our conversation and chimed in, "You know it."
Ew!
Never heard the voice till we played it on the video. As for the first time there, my dog was next to me in the bed and did not hear what I heard, and she had no reaction. I know.
First of all, not only do we not like EVPs on our, like, family memories, especially not, like, catty. Like, yeah, Kristen, you know it.
Mm-mm.
You already know it, Mom. Like, I don't like it.
I don't like little kids that smile when they're trying to trick you.
If you're going to be dead, don't sass me.
Truly.
Truly.
If you are going to be dead, then you will sass me for sure.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay. This is from Ken. We stayed in the carriage house, room 10. I was woken up by 4 a.m. by the smoke detector beeping 3 times. Mm-hmm. I got up and walked around the room to make sure nothing was on fire, which nothing was. Looked outside on the balcony, nothing going on. I went back to bed. 15 minutes later, the smoke alarm beeped 3 more times. I was in bed facing the door that led to the main hallway. When I opened my eyes, that door was held wide open and a man walked by it, opening the door, walking down the hall. I got up and rushed to the door. The door had been closed, but not fully closed, so I pushed it shut and locked it. Here's the punchline. The door was spring-loaded and could not stay open on its own. Especially wide open without slamming shut and making a loud noise.
Ew, no.
He held
it open.
Yeah. I locked the deadbolt and door handle when we went to bed. The man in the hallway was gone. Didn't even look in the room when the door was wide open and just walked by. Those were way more haunted and scary than anything that happened on the show Ghost Hunters.
That?
They were like, "Do you hear that knocking?"
No. Also, what kills me is when people are like, "I woke up and looked for a fire." Like, if something was on fire, you don't gotta look that hard for
it.
It'll be where the fire is.
Yeah. Follow the fire.
Ew, those reviews were like the spookiest thing we've got in a while. Those really got me heaved out.
I know. And that's why I was so shocked. They, like, everything on the show was not
that
at all. There was your typical lady in a white gown. There was, they can hear children running upstairs.
That's my least favorite kind of ghost. Is
children.
Oh my God.
I don't like it.
Children are startling enough alive.
Yeah. I don't like that you hear in, like, demonic stories that they tend to take the shape of children.
Because
adults have a soft spot for kids.
Uh-huh.
No,
I don't. You put children through their paces the same way you do adults. You vet children.
You got to.
Ugh. It's like Annabelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, gross.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I hate it.
I do, too.
Are we going to cover a doll soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to. Okay. It will give me nightmares.
Okay. I guess I'll do it.
Rock, paper, scissors, me choose Taylor.
Great.
DM us on Instagram if you want Taylor to tell a doll story.
Oh my
and
God.
And not me.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Love that. Thank you so much in advance.
And while you're there, just go ahead and follow us on Instagram.
Uh-huh. On the Twitter.
Yep. If you have a ghosty story or a true crime story or a culty story, send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
alittlebitgrim@gmail.com.
We are still taking sleep paralysis stories.
Yes, we are. Dream stories of any kind.
Yes.
And we are also looking for our kind-hearted listeners to give us a little review guy.
That would be awesome.
You can review us on Podchaser. So that is for all of our Android, Google, Pixel friends.
Love you so much.
Who have not been able to review us so far, but Now, you can do it there.
Now's your opportunity.
Yeah, shout out to Podchaser coming through clutch. You can, like, make yourself, like, playlists.
Oh, that's cool.
And put your... They have, like, legitimately, like, a top eight. Like, you can make your top eight podcasts.
Oh, it's MySpace.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I love it. Podchaser, sponsor us.
Yeah, let's go.
We're here for you.
Yeah, and if you do that, send us a screenshot and we'll send you a sticker.
In a handwritten note. Yeah. Definitely not bombed with confetti.
No. Uh-uh.
No, that's not like us. We're very busy. We don't have time for glitter.
The last ones I sent out, I ran out of gold stars. I'm sorry you guys did not get glitter bombed.
I'm sure they're very relieved.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, oh, bright and shiny. Do you have a bright and shiny?
Yes. My bright and shiny is that I tried a new Chinese food place today.
Ooh.
It was not very good.
Oh.
But
you tried it.
I tried it, and I don't deviate on Chinese food. I was thinking to myself, and I was like, you know, I haven't had food poisoning in a while. Let's take a gamble.
Yeah.
And I don't have food poisoning.
That's excellent.
Yeah. What's your brain?
I went to a new chiropractor today.
Oh, look at us trying new things.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
It was good. He lectured me for 2 hours
about
how I don't sit right and how I have bad posture.
Blah, blah, blah. No, that's why I'm here. Fix it.
I know. So now I'm trying really hard to not, like, round my shoulders. And I like to sit cross-legged or, like, crisscross applesauce or one leg up. And I always am switching positions while we're podcasting. And it's very difficult to not do that.
I always just sit, like, you know, kinetic sand.
Yeah.
If you take a handful of kinetic sand and you put it on a table and it just, like, slowly melts, that's how I sit.
Okay.
I just slowly get droopier like a basil plant you forgot about.
Okay. All right.
So, chiropractor's worst nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was really nice and he gave me some good tips.
So. Oh.
Well, I'm going to call it a bright shiny.
Okay. Well, there you go. That is
doing something for myself.
If you're listening to this, I bet you just became very aware of your posture and you're sitting up a lot straighter now because I am.
For sure.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening and have a good weekend.
Hope your holiday shopping is coming to a close.
Yes. And
if it's not, that's okay.
Yeah. And be nice to one another and happy holidays.
And be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Goodbye.